Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Time for another edition of It Went
Viral.
So there's a video of a picture of a sandwich. There's a lot right there. There's a video of a picture of a sandwich. Okay. I still don't know what I'm seeing.
Anyways,
it's going viral because it's pretty much asking you in terms of, are you eating your sandwich wrong?
No.
Here we go.
You know what? Don't ruin sandwiches for me. I love a good sandwich every now and then. I'm telling you, I'm a sandwich girl.
Yeah. So it goes on there. It shows you the sandwich and it says, okay, what would be your next bite, pretty much?
Okay.
Now, the sandwich is not just already just there. It's already been, like, bitten into, okay?
Gotcha.
And so there are bite marks everywhere. I would say there's two big bite marks on this sandwich. And then it asks, what's your next bite? Is it A, a corner, B, in the middle where it's sticking up, or C, the other corner? And so people are, yeah, now they're just, like, tearing this up, and people are like, well, of course it's A. And I'm like, no, you gotta eat B. And it's like, oh, come on.
The heck?
It's not even what is your first bite on a sandwich. It's of course what your next one is. So option A is some decent filling and crust. Option B is the center of the sandwich. And option C is the other crust. So you got two crusts and then you got just the middle. Which one would you bite next, Rebecca? Crust, middle, no crust, or the other crust?
I can't say that I've ever given it this much thought.
Let's say you
didn't really realize there was, like, you know, rhyme or reason to this.
So where would you go?
I say, I guess, middle.
You would kind of continue with the
even
middle.
Even it out?
Yes. I like that. It's also if you're like a crust person.
If you're crusty, go ahead and take a big old bite of the crust.
You know, there's some people that cut the crust off their sandwiches.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Yeah, they don't like it. Mm. I'm a crust guy.
Me too.
So I think I would probably go A crust or the C crust before the middle. Because I like crust. Just saying.
Gotcha.
So anyways.
Wow.
Right here in studio, which one would you do?
I'd eat the middle.
He'd eat the middle.
You'd eat the middle as well.
Our studio audience says middle.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
I mean, now I'm going to pay attention to how I eat my sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay attention to if I start with a crust, a corner, and then, like, go in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like, go straight across and then come back and start again and come back. Or if I'm really hungry, who cares? I'm just ravaging that damn sandwich. I don't care.
Yeah. Some people are saying that you wouldn't want two crusts just there as you're finishing your sandwich, so you wouldn't go for the middle. Save it. Get rid of one of the crusts.
Oh, wow.
This is way too much time on our hands.
Like, we're still talking about this?
Oh, my gosh.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I think if you gave me a full sandwich, it would never look like that anyways.
Trust.
I would probably eat it differently.
Yeah.
You know? So.
But, I mean, literally, all three of us in this room are going to start paying attention now to exactly how we eat our sandwiches.
The next time.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Now we want a sandwich.
Thank you. I do.
I want a sandwich. Yeah. We're back in the morning time. Time for an issue. It went
viral.
It went viral.
Viral.
So usually when a groom goes out and he's got his bachelor party going on and he's at a bar or something, you've heard stories in the past where one of the ladies attending that night didn't even know him. Says, look, if this is your man, I want to tell you one thing. He flirted with everybody here.
I love watching these. I typically see this kind of thing on TikTok.
Yes.
And they're like, I'm not going to name names, but if your man was out with his bachelor party and there were five guys and they were all from, you know, Hoboken or whatever.
Yeah. You may want to double think about going down the aisle with him. We've seen those videos, but how about when it's totally opposite? And that's exactly why this is going viral, because on this TikTok, she's actually saying, wow, you're a lucky lady.
Oh.
If your name is Sam and your fiance's name is Luke and he is currently in Charleston, South Carolina for his bachelor party and he was at a bar on King Street called Uptown Social tonight, I just want you to know that that man loves you so much and he could not stop gushing about you and how you are the love of his life.
I'm the Luke in that story. I meant everything I said about her last Friday night. It was such a pleasure getting to meet her and all of her friends.
What?
Holy moly.
So he
Gosh,
meets,
that's every woman's dream right there.
He meets this lady, maybe attractive, and maybe the lady's giving a little bit of eye, but he was all about the lady he's about to be married to. Let everybody know, including this group of ladies. And she went on and go, hey, props to your man because he loves you.
You know what? Also, though, my takeaway from that, he even said it. He was like, all right, I'm the Luke. It was a pleasure meeting you ladies. It's like, okay, so these ladies was fishing. They were being sussy as they saw a bachelor party. They came over. You guys are a big group. We've got a big group of ladies here.
You know what?
Let's mingle. And Luke stopped her dead in her tracks and said, nope, not going to happen tonight.
Well, and how cool of them to be like, your man passed the test.
Oh, wow.
What you want. What you want.
Jeez. Yeah, you're right. You don't hear too many of these.
No.
I hope we hear many more now after this.
And so she decided to go and say, you know what? Congratulations. This man loves you.
Aww.
Because
he Does Luke have a brother?
He could have had this for one night, but he said no.
Thank you.
What you want? What you
she
want?
She says I was looking good, too.
Wow. So that's kind of cool to see. And hopefully the marriage goes well.
That's awesome.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. All right, so this groom is going viral, or groom-to-be.
Viral.
Not for the best reasons here, though.
Okay, not cool. What's up?
A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he did something with his fiancée's wedding dress.
Oh!
Mind you, to start already with something bad like that.
Seriously.
It's probably not a good omen.
Like the one thing that you should not mess with on that special day. Dress.
Oh my gosh. Well, check this out. So this guy goes and he was in charge of, she's like, hey, and maybe this is a couple days before the wedding. It's done. Go pick up my wedding dress, please.
Gotcha. I mean, a little bit of a premature honeydew.
on your way to there, pick up the dress. It's ready and please, you know, just bring it home. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I had it pressed or whatever.
Yeah. Well, he got busy, got the dress. I guess it comes in a big box, don't these things?
Yeah.
Because they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're pretty big. Well, he put it on the top of his car and.
Shut.
Mind you.
Your face.
You know, it's not a big gulp, but he kind of treated it like a big gulp because he left it on the top of his car and he drove off. Oh my God. Here she is explaining the whole ordeal. It's like,
don't know why the dress was in the car. That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it, and then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress, but it's just more the frustration of the situation.
Dang.
Oh, she's so calm.
You know, she is pretty calm. It was.
Oh my gosh.
She says it was a $2,000 wedding dress.
Was that all?
That's all. Mind you, you would think, like, even if, I think I've left a couple things on my top of my car. We all have.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I've realized it and I've stopped and I look and there it is laying the,
the
100 feet behind.
Or whatever. Yeah.
He did not turn around. Mind you, the dress is lost.
Oh.
How about that, though?
So he can't even go back and retrace his, steps, whatever, and find it.
Like, me and you could probably happen to us, and I could drive back and see the box, even all maybe just run over.
Right.
But I would see something.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's gone. The whole dress is gone.
There's a giant garment bag with a $2,000 gown.
I mean, maybe someone was like, oh, really? Someone's throwing this away? Okay.
You know, one man's trash.
I mean,
I got your treasure, baby.
They're offering a $500 reward to anyone who finds it. And Lyndall is the bride to be. Again, a little bit more calm than maybe some brides would be.
She is stupid. Well, clearly she's not Latina. Because I would have lost my ish.
You would have lost it?
But she's like, I guess we can replace it. Okay.
Wow.
All right, cool.
So
they
maybe
grab you another $2,000 then. Aside from all your wedding expenses, sure, buy yourself another dress.
Maybe this groom is not in the doghouse, but
She's probably definitely rethinking, do I marry this absent-minded fool?
She might pause at that moment of the vows.
Yes.
She might pause a little.
If anyone objects and she's like, I'm not going to lie, I've been seriously thinking about this.
Wow.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. This morning show got me going to Starbucks here in Midland, Odessa Lake.
May I take your order?
I'll take a grande decaf, mocha frappuccino with a double shot of Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Hello. Boston's number one for hip-hop and more. B93. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn. That's right. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Carmen, a little bitter because she wasn't invited to be in the wedding, and that's not good if, you know, if Carmen, if you're related to Carmen. I mean.
Great. All right.
Just saying.
Wedding time with Carmen.
Not going to be a bridesmaid, I guess.
Hello?
Hola, my name is Carmen. May I please speak to...
That's me.
Hi there. You're the makeup artist that my cousin hired for her wedding?
Yes.
Her name is Patricia.
Yes, okay. I know her very well. Yeah,
You know her very well. Okay, because I'm her cousin, and I thought I knew her very well. But she left me out of the wedding party. She said I couldn't be a bridesmaid. I wanted to let you know you got a lot of work cut out for you because not one of those bridesmaids is attractive.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we grew up together, and then I would ditch her because she wore headgear.
I'm sure she's got something special for you at the wedding.
Yes. No, she's definitely something special. She was held back 3 grades from 5th through 8th because she couldn't spell Mississippi.
Well.
She spells it M-R-S.
Yeah, well.
I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That's hard to spell.
Yes.
That's hard to spell. Well, you know, I'm just doing the makeup.
I understand that.
We're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You better allot for a lot of time to make these busted-ass beeps look good.
Well, I know the wedding planner's got all the timing under control, so I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Because when she walks down the aisle and she stands in front of her groom and he takes off her veil, he's not going to say, I do. He's going to say, I do-do, because that's what she looks like.
Oh.
Yes. You should charge them triple because that's how many chins they all have each.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sister to sister. All her bridesmaids look like misters.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, you do what you gotta do.
Stupid. B93, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Who is this? What's your name, girl?
Tracy and my son, Damien.
There you go.
Oh, hi, hi.
Happy Friday!
Woo! Are you both glad that it's Friday?
Yes.
Thank you.
100.
All right, well, let's do this. Not just any Friday, it's a flashback Friday. We got our 90s or 2K. You tell us which of these stores came out in the 90s or 2K. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, kicking it off with Office Max.
E.
Office Max. 90s or 2K?
90s.
Dana's like, I don't even know what that is. She said 90s, Leo.
90s!
Would she be correct saying Office Max came out in the 90s?
Office Max is so 90s.
Oh, yes! My gosh. Becky, yes.
Love
it. It came out, what, in like 1988, 89?
I think they started it, and then
it
bam.
It had like one store, but in the 90s,
it exploded.
Boom, bang, bang, Office Max.
Love
was huge.
It.
All right, another store for you. Edible Arrangements. Edible Arrangements that come out in the 90s or 2K?
I would say 2K.
It's a 2K kind of store.
She says 2K. Would she be correct? No, you are not, Tracy. You were close, though. Edible Arrangements hit it in 1999.
Wow.
That's when it came out.
That's a 90s kind
of
feel.
Love it. All right. Five Below.
Five Below.
90s or 2K?
2K.
Wow, just without hesitation. I love it.
Well, it kind of feels like so today. So, yes, it is 2K.
Yes, Five Below. All right. And finally, Blockbuster.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, we loved
some
Blockbuster back in the day. 90s or 2K?
90s.
Of course.
Nice. Wow. Did Daniel know all this, or were you feeding it to him? That's good. There were some great guesses.
He was saying them.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
That is good. Well, here, 90s, way back in the day, the CDs that we would rent and the DVDs.
Yes.
And the VHS.
Yeah. We started with VHS.
Wow.
The struggle of having to go, you see the cover.
Yeah.
And they're hoping there's one, two, behind three, four it. Copies behind it.
Yep.
Because if not, nombre, you weren't watching a good movie that night.
You were stuck like
that. Or at least not the one you went for.
True that. Hey, you did well. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. I'm just glad that Friday. And tell us what station is hooked it up for you.
93.
We are happy because
well, I am now.
It is Easter weekend. All right, so what are the best and worst candies to get in your Easter basket?
Oh, trust.
Yes.
Bring out the list and I'll see if I agree.
Okay, the website The Thrillist just put together a ranking of Easter candies from the best thing to get in your basket to the worst.
Okay.
And here's how the rankings went. Let's see here. Number 10, white chocolates. Number 9, the malted milk eggs. I love malted stuff.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
The little Whopper thingies.
Yeah, the Whopper thingies. Those are great. Number 8, the big Cadbury eggs, of course, made it to the basket. Jelly beans, number 7.
Ugh.
Yes. Give me some jelly beans.
You're down with those all day.
I am. Mini Cadbury eggs, the ones you usually see everywhere, are number 6. All right, here we go. Top 5 best candies to get in your basket. 5 are Peeps. You knew they had to be in there.
Yeah.
You knew they had to be in there. Those are the yellow ones, right?
Yes. Yeah, well,
traditionally.
Yellow marshmallow.
Yeah. 4 are any kind of gummy candy.
You're down with that, aren't you?
Yeah. Gummy candy can be any season, any holiday. Just make it to whatever shape you want.
If the Easter Bunny wants to bring you gummies, Leo, it's
why
perfect.
Not? Why not? Top 3, pastel-colored M&Ms.
Yes.
So they have those? What are those? Like white?
Yeah, no, they're pink. Yellow... I mean, no, pink, blue, well, maybe yellow.
They're
very
just like
light
colors. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're regular M&Ms,
they're
right?
Pretty, yeah.
Okay. Number 2, we talked about this, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup eggs. And you said you never had one of those?
I don't.
Or maybe you have, you just didn't know it.
Yeah, you know what? That must be the case. I know I've had to have at some point.
They're popular. We've talked about them twice this week, and Reese's Peanut Butter
I'll
Cup
be on the hunt
eggs.
This weekend. Man, you know what? I'll bring some on Monday.
Wow. And number 1, of course, hollow or not, the giant chocolate bunnies.
Gosh.
Giant chocolate bunnies. Okay, so you get the bunny, and I know you don't like those too much, but where do you bite first? Do you
bite the ear.
You bite the ears?
Bite the ear.
Yeah, I think I go for the ears as well.
Yes. What are we
who's
nibblers?
Gonna start down there?
Are we nibblers?
Who's going to start down there at the booty?
Wait!
You gotta
I can drop a few names.
Hey, you gotta work your way to the booty. I've learned that. You gotta work it. You gotta work your way there. Don't go straight there.
Don't go straight to the bunny booty.
No. I don't want to do that. So, yes, I'm with you. I kind of bite the ears first.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You have your top Easter eggs, Easter candies that you'll get in your Easter basket.
Great. Now I want some Easter candy. I want the Easter bunny to pay us a visit here.
Thank you. Yeah, all right, time for another edition of It Went
Viral.
It did went viral. So you know that part of the wedding where they say if anybody has any
kind of objections or...
forever speak your peace or, you know, go home or whatever.
Yeah. I gotcha. Look, we're not ministers.
True that. Well, there was an outdoor wedding on a farm in the UK. And yeah, does anyone object? Well, someone did object.
Oh, please tell me.
Yes,
please.
Listen. No, for real, listen.
No, check it out.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present... Does any person here present knows of any lawful impediment? By which, if not to be joined in matrimony, you should declare it now. Non bovine.
There you go!
I was hoping you were going to say it was the farm animals that interrupted the ceremony.
It was the cow.
Yes!
And it sounded like the mother-in-law, but it wasn't. It was the cow. And yeah, the cow crashed the outdoor wedding. This is what you get when you have a wedding on a farm, I guess.
I mean, seriously, yeah. If you've got animals close by, you know, you just got to assume. I mean, honestly, I wish it would have been like several of them. So like a goat.
Well, how about this, though?
A sheep over here, a pig oinking.
He not did it once. He did it twice.
It's he's like, look.
And right on cue. I mean, you can't even time that out, you know?
To proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
That's quite an objection right there. He was pretty vocal. He's like, look, I'm not good with this.
No. These are the kind of weddings I want to go to.
Me too.
I'm just saying.
Tons of fun.
I'm just saying. Wake up in
the morning. That's how you wake up, 432. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B90.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning time. So we read it on Reddit.
Reddit on Reddit. I love Reddit.
Yeah, they posted a really cool question on there, and people have been going back and forth with it.
Oh, yeah.
What has a bad name, and what is a better name for it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm already here for this one.
And people added to the list, and let's go down and see kind of where they're going with this, you know?
Okay, okay.
First of all, someone said abbreviation should be a much shorter word. I mean, I agree.
If that's not the perfect example right out the gate,
that's
seriously.
Probably named badly because it's so long.
Yeah, let's abbreviate abbreviation.
Someone threw in dyslexia should be easier to spell.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Things that are badly named. People made a list on Reddit. Lisp should be named something without an S in it.
Oh, I have thought this for years. That is so wrong to put
Lisp. Why does Lisp
and
have
also,
an S?
Why do these microphones make you and I sound like we have
100.
One? Always.
By the way,
we
got new microphones and we're not feeling them. So just if you hear us lisping, it's because of the new mics.
They're like, wow, look, the professions that Leon Rebecca chose with the way they sound.
Some other ones on the list here. Dentures should be called substitutes. I love that one.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Jet ski. They say it's obvious what it should be called. A border cycle.
Okay.
They're like, these are skis?
I am so amused.
Wow.
Like I knew I would be with these.
Yeah. I'm trying to find some more here because people like just threw a bunch out. Oh, this one's cool. Someone said the movie Now You See Me. Remember the Now You See Me movie?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then they had Now You See Me 2. They said number 2 should have been called Now You Don't.
It's good.
Now you see me, now you don't. Why did they do that?
Makes sense.
Come on.
Because nobody asked us. We would have had better suggestions.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Oh,
some said a driveway should be called a parkway because there's no driving on the driveway.
Yes.
And yet
you just drive up and you park it.
Yet on a parkway, there's driving. Messed up.
Why?
What is
happening?
And somebody also said hemorrhoids, of course, should be asteroids.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
We end on that lovely note.
We're going to leave it right there for you.
I cannot.
What could you add to that list, huh?